Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Dr. Delbert Blair's Expanding Consciousness. Another chapter, another episode of Dr. Delbert Blair's Experiences. Welcome one, welcome all to today's program. This is your co-host, Tony Quaid, Light 08 as I'm known in some circles. And as usual, this is the place where you want to take that trip with our narrative, with our MD, Delbert Blair Medicine Center, who is under the hood. On in the world around through the context of the metaphysics and the spiritual. On in the world, Dr. Delbert Blair has been sharing this information with us for many, many years, and what is starting to happen, starting to fall right before all of our eyes, is that many things the good doctor was telling us 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago is coming to pass. We've got the good doctor on the line. I just got to make a couple of real quick announcements here, and we're going to get right into it because he has some information that he wants to share with us today. And I think the last week that we had, all of us can't wait to find out what the heck is going on. Okay. For those of you who Light 08 Experience here on Blog Talk Radio Network, I'm pleased to announce that we have a new program for you. A lot of the people who listen to this audience will find it a very interesting program. We like to believe that we're on the right track with the Grandmother and Mother's Think Tank Forum on Sundays. This is wisdom of a predominantly female crowd audience and moderator that we will be allowing the women to speak, the wisdom of the elders amongst others, mostly, but the mothers as well, who gives a different perspective. A woman thinks about what was on in not females. There's a lot of stuff in the spotlight, and those of you in the conscious circle know that there's a big difference between a woman and a female. So be sure and join us on Sunday with our moderator and host, Nasheeba Easter E, out of Chicago, neighbor of there of Dr. Delbert Blair. They're based in Chicago. That's Sundays. Get my blog and you will see the time. I believe it is 2 o'clock on the West Coast, 5 o'clock on the East Coast. And check out the grandmother's also, we have a program coming online next week, primarily to your health and wellness. Be sure and look at our blog and we will make the announcement. We're still getting a few of the logistics together on that, but I'm so pleased. Want to thank all of you who continue to listen to these programs and this airways, and we're bringing you the everything we can to get you enlightened and ready for this new paradigm, this new reality, which is taking place, which Dr. Blair talks about many times on this show. One other quick announcement, we get right into it. If for those of you who have been supporting our sponsors, they appreciate you. I've gotten feedback that you like some of the things that they're doing. YouLoveJewelry.net, 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 the new website of Adam Ecklin out of Georgia. And take a look at that. I'm sure if you've got these and special occasions coming up for the concert, male and female, men and women alike, you will find something there. Handcrafted jewelry, very, very exquisite, very good quality workshop, 40 years in the making. Opportunity, aroma harmony, for essential fungal blends and insect repellents. So be sure and check out those two sponsors. We're going to get right into it. The call-in number is 347-202-0471, 347-202-0471. The chat room is open. If you have any feedback for me, I get a lot of emails now. I want to thank those of you that are hitting us up through Facebook and also through my lightaweightradio@gmail.com. If you continue to If you have questions for him, we would recommend that you call him because then you get a bit of his live wisdom into it and everything he can to find your way. So let's see here. Let's see the doctors on the line. Dr. Blair.
Yes, how's it going there, Tony?
Very well. Good evening, sir. How are you doing?
Doing well, all things considered. Again, if doing well on this planet is what you can say, so I'm doing the best I can on a planet that's going through changes and with people that are losing their minds. So that's about it. And I've gotten lots and lots and lots of calls. I can't even enumerate the number of calls and the ones that I was not able to respond directly to. So I want to thank all of you. Yes, you couldn't get reach me directly. I can't talk to everyone. But this is another format by which I can talk to some of you and hope we will utilize that today also. In addition to which, of course, as many of you know, I'll be in Baltimore over the weekend. And Saturday is the main date for the lecture. The lecture, of course, will cover what's going to be happening and what's coming, I like to call it, in the heaven and what's coming in the hells. Because as we go through this big change, which we've been talking about, some of the preliminaries leading to it are happening now. And you're going to see that as I run through a few of the news broadcasts. But that, of course, if you need information, the phone number up on the net is 410-949-0384. I repeat, 410-949-0384. And I do suggest you, even though you might be on your computers and can type it up, get you a pencil and paper, because there'll be many addresses and dates and things set up that you probably might get confused on. So then don't blame it on me. Again, that number that you can call to get more information about what I'm going to be doing in Baltimore is 410-949-0384. On the 6 o'clock on September the 15th, which is Saturday, that's when my first lecture will start. But then we're going to be doing workshops. We're going to be doing a heavy meditation circle because everybody needs to be getting into that, and we'll be teaching you how to do that too. And, of course, the individual consultations, you have to sign up on the net now because I have to already allocate my time for individuals. I do appreciate that, but, yes, you have to pay, and you have to pay for it on our net, which, again, at our website is www.themetacenter2.com. That's www.themetacenter2.com. And I could really just go on for the next half an hour, which I'm not going to do because I know you want to talk. But the things that are going on this planet now are just beyond belief. I have no way to say, when I say it's beyond belief, I have to say that's really a stretch. So let's start more or less with what everybody's been talking about with a little twist to it. The movie that insults, quote-unquote, Islam and the Prophet Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
15-minute trailer on YouTube. You can still get it no matter where they say you can take it off. Go anywhere now. It's just popping up all over Google search, if you would. Supposedly was made by an Israeli-American by the name of Sam Basile. supposed to be a 52-year-old real estate developer from California. That doesn't seem to be true. That was a pseudonym. And there are a couple of names that have come up. Since I can't verify the other names, I would simply say, if you can Google it out, and under Sam Basile, then you can see these aliases that are coming up. Whoever it was or whatever it was well thought out. And the movie that supposedly started a lot of this mess had nothing to do with the mess that got started, especially the biggest one. The movie was supposed to be called Desert Warrior, and it was by supposedly a character who was supposed to be called George in King George, as an alias for a soldier of fortune who later on becomes supposedly the Prophet Muhammad. Most of the things that were done there, it's a very poor job. You can see it was dubbed in. Somebody used the actress and then superimposed their own vernacular on what they said again. So the killing of Christopher Stevens by suffocation and smoke and fire at Benghazi, Libya, by sophisticated military bombs, grenades, arsonists, and said to have been more or less planned, not as a result of the film, but this is pre-planned. That has nothing to do with what they did there. They're trying to tie it together. It doesn't tie. She won't fit. Then, of course, as we get into more of this stuff, we find that the Federal Reserve now has released $40 million a month in bonds to prop up the banks and investments and securities fund, and will keep that interest rate at zero to 2015. That should tell you the earth will not be going away in 2012. That should tell you not only are they looking into the future for that, but they're already taking your money again and putting it into the richer securities and investments. How many securities and bonds do you listen to this show have? That tells you again what's going to be happening on this planet. And what is happening on this planet is beyond belief. They have had hot, dry weather and droughts that's decimated most of the wheat, most of the soy, and most of the crops that are being grown now. If you have futures and you want to invest in futures, and by the way, I checked that out too. I'm getting to be kind of sophisticated back again in my young age. I'm finding out that if you can understand commodities and investments and you can control the weather, you can clean up. Well, start cleaning because the drought is going to decimate most of the derivatives that are coming through, and derivatives are being traded on the commodity exchanges via these derivatives by those who also are forecasting what's going to happen. So if you want to know what's going to happen, watch the people that are investing who control the weather or know people who are controlling the weather. There is your key for the day, too. Also, in Guatemala today, a volcano, which I heard very little about, has already gotten rid of 33,000 people. Now, how much the death toll is, they won't say, but 33,000 people in Guatemala have had to flee their villages. There are still tremors going on and loud bangs resounding. They think there's probably going to be a series of these going off because the seismographs are going off the hook. Also, Sunday, up to 110-mile-per-hour winds raced through Brooklyn, New York. Now, you that are there know it. I know people there. I didn't hear anything about that. And yet, 110-mile-per-hour winds, which was later on throughout this, rushed through Brooklyn, New York this weekend. Also, there is a lot of wolves that are being killed now. And they're being killed, they say, by pathological viruses in Yellowstone Park. Now, if you remember last week when we were talking about that, or if you didn't get a chance to listen and you don't go back and play these shows again, I wish most of you would listen. We do a lot of research that you're not going to hear a lot of places. That's why they stay on my case. These wolves are being decimated by pathogenic viruses, and that's the same place where they were telling you last week that this new Haya, or what do they call it, Hosta virus or so, that came from mouse droppings were. So now, supposedly, it's not the same thing, but why is it now, if it can kill humans, it wouldn't affect wolves? So again, something else is happening again in Yellowstone Park. Birds are going away. Places where birds used to go for hibernation, birds used to go to gravitate from the cold weather, they're not finding it. Look out your window now and tell me when you see some birds. Birds are disappearing from the face of the earth. I've checked this one out, and this is another growing scandal, which I've got a lot of people helping to research. Birds are disappearing. Now, if birds disappear and insects grow, think about what that's going to mean to you and to me. And, of course, they're pushing still all of these things about the flu again. Before they were pushing that, of course, they had the, you know what I'm saying. They tell you to get vaccinated for everything. I still say this. I will not. Would not, and hope never to, get vaccinated for anything. you make your decision what you want to do. But I'm simply saying again, there's a flu, there's a West Nile, there's Legionnaires. Every time you turn around, there's something new to get vaccinated by. Why do they want to stick these needles in your arms? Because one of the things that probably and could might happen would be you get a chip in you and you start getting under mind control. In addition, you start getting mercury and you get all kind of things too. I could do a whole show after I heard a couple of shows and I've been doing some research on all the things that are happening now to good food. This daggone, what do they call their beautiful names again? This particular company that takes in over Whole Foods now, this particular company that is making nothing. Pardon me? I'm sorry, I missed it there again. You're breaking up. Anyway, this is what I'm saying. They're taking over everything that is good and genetically modifying it. I can't even relate all the different things that they've now genetically modified and continuing to genetically modify, including the very insects. And as I state, not only are they modifying the insects, but as we showed almost 3 weeks ago, they're making artificial insects to fight the real insects when the real insects maybe would begin to try to do what they're going to do. So they're not only modifying them, but they're also making false insects, artificial insects, to fight you on that one too. And if I just told you all the things that are in the bacteria, all the bacteriologicals that are in your food, genetically modified this, that you're breathing in the air, every day you're breathing titanium, barium, aluminum, strontium-90, plutonium, cesium, and now they're talking about that there's a whole island now made of pumice that is supposed to be 30 miles long and 1 mile wide that has a lot of these things that have caked together and plasticed it together and now is being visited by some of these real insects. It's a walking laboratory that's floating down in the middle of the ocean. I could go on and on. I won't. I'll simply say it's time to wake up. It's time to do something for yourself. And if you continue to do everything that the so-called governments or the so-called leaders or the so-called people that seem to influence you are telling you without thinking about it, you got to be a fool. And that's all I say. And I hope none of this audience is dumbed down, comatose, brainwashed, miseducated, vaccinated, encrypted, and now, of course, now even maybe virally induced by taking these shots. I'm going to stop with that one. Tony, I know it's going to be a big response, but so be it.
Well, and you're right. There's so much going on, Dr. Blair. We lost a week marathon on just this stuff. But the two big ones, I'm going to address.
Yeah, you're kind of breaking up on me. I don't know if it's still with the audience or not. Is it just me? It's breaking up. Your voice is coming staccato.
It's the setup. It's just more of the same. So we'll get through it. If I need you, we'll go to seven. The tornadoes that hit down in New York. Speak on those.
Well, it was saying again that this Sunday in Brooklyn, there were tornadoes that were 110-mile-hour winds. So now you call that what you want. Some people saw dust and things swirling around, so it seemed to have been like a tornado because it was like funnels again, per se. It's in, what is it? It's Canarsie, again, has been cleaning up now over especially a two-block area there where this particular corner on Brooklyn is where that seemed to have turned the corner and just whooshed up everything again. People were just amazed because there was no roar, there was no nothing, and some houses right next door were not damaged. Other houses, roofs were taken off again. They were clocked at 110-mile-an-hour at what they call a breezy point in Queens again, but they had 70 miles per hour going almost for a half a mile and then a mile in the other direction around that whole area again. So a lot of people talked about it. A lot of people were thanking God or so because they said, at any rate, that's the area that it hit, and this is what happened just over the weekend, especially on Sunday in Canarsie area. Uh-oh. Hello?
We're going to take some calls. Yes, we're going to take some calls, and we'll make adjustments. Here we go. Let's see. Score 4-9600, last four digits. Name and where you're calling from. Welcome to the show.
Hello?
Yes, you're on.
Oh, okay. Dr. Blair, I wanted to ask you about, like, the magnetism as far as, you know, when the planet rotates and it hits Orion. It's like a high frequency. As it hits about like 3 o'clock or 2 o'clock at night, you know, normally because the moon will come up where I'm at in Ohio right now. And I'm just wondering as far as what, that's one question, wondering about the effect of that.
So what was the question now? You made a statement, but what was the question?
Oh, the question was about the effect of Orion as far as when the planet hits around that constellation, because it seems to be, I'm very much in the meditation and I'm hearing a lot of like the vibrations as far as when you start to get to a certain point of raising your pineal gland. Wondering what that is.
Hold on. Now you're making your statement, but you asked me if I find Orion is connected with these other things you're now going to talk about?
Okay. Basically just the effect of Orion. I'll put it like that. That's for one question, the effect of when the planet hits Orion, as far as when it hits the constellation. That's one question. And then the other question as far as what is going on with human beings as far as if your hand is becoming like a magnet, you know, like as far as like, you know, I know we raise our vibrations, but do you actually have like any insight on the evolution process or the next step as far as of human beings as your magnetism grows?
Okay, let me just say this overall. Orion, Dracon, Dracus, Zeta Reticular, these are all constellations supposedly from which these uptight walking reptiles or people called Dracons come from. Draconis, of course, obviously is an obvious name. Zeta Reticular and Orion are also areas where they have been under serpent control for some time, much as our own system has been under serpent control for some time. But they gravitated originally, supposedly, the best I can do the research, from Draconis and Orion originally. Now, as far as the people themselves and things happening, everything now is speeding up. So I'm going to not only answer that, I'm going to probably allay other questions or else have other questions to be raised. Everything now is speeding up on this planet. People, I have never talked to so many people in my life other than at a big group meeting, say 1,000, 1,500, something like that, as I have now. Everybody is speeding up. Everybody is getting very nervous. Everybody's trying to find love. Everybody's trying to find security. Everybody's trying to understand everybody else and saying everybody else is going crazy. Well, if everybody else is going crazy, maybe the somebody else's that are looking at somebody else's are also beginning to get a little bit upset. Our frequency is changing. So as things speed up, it's making people very nervous. And people are talking faster. I've always talked fast, so I guess pretty soon we'll have to communicate by thought. There are people now that are moving faster, jerky movements. There are people now that can't be still. There are people that cannot sleep at night now. All of these are based on your diet, how you're reacting to the planetary vibrations. And yes, our planet is going to the fifth dimension. Now you can see something must be saying, I'm saying something right, because as it goes to this fifth dimension, it's going to speed up its vibration. You also must now speed up your vibration. And as your nervous system adjusts to it, say without having B-complex, without using the diodes, without doing things to keep you under control, you're going to be speeding up and acting very chaotic. People are making jerky movements. They're doing everything. So it is not something that you're seeing that is disgusting. It is not something you see that is imagination. It's that you're seeing the reflection of people. People also reflect you. Look in your own mirror.
Yes, this is so true. Thank you, caller. When you come on the air, state your first name only and where you're calling from so you get an idea for the good doctor of who's in. So we're going to go to the next call, area code 248-4687. You're on the air. Hear my voice. Welcome.
Hello, you're on the air. Please talk.
Hello, this is Patrick. I don't know, I couldn't really, he was kind of breaking up. I don't know if you said my name.
Yes.
Patrick from Michigan. Okay, I did get you right then. Anyway, I was calling. I can't get you on the internet for some reason. I don't know what's going on with that. So I had to call in to actually hear the broadcast. But I have a question for you, Dr. Deborah Blair. And the question is about the solar flares. I've been doing some research, and the solar flares are getting to be out of hand. And NASA has been saying that they say something's going to hit the Earth pretty soon. And as you know, they have a show out that's coming out now. It's called Revolution. And the show is about the Earth and the power grid going out. So is that trying to get us prepared for something that is going to happen? Are the movies telling us that as well? Because I've been doing a lot of research on that. So what's your take on that?
Yes, and of course, as I stated many, many times, for those of you who listen to me through the month or through the weeks or through the years again, the whole movie, 2012, and Avatar. Avatar was one of the better movies I've seen. 2012 was one of the worst movies I've seen. Why? Not because of the special effects, not because of the technography, but because of the theme. And everything that was bad happened in that movie, which left an indelible impression on the subconscious mind and on the right brain that on December 21st, the date coming up, all hell will break loose. That's bad, because now this is what people have begun to picture is going to happen on 2012, December 21st. None of that is going to happen on December 21st, 2012. What will happen on December 21st, 2012, is that our whole planet Earth, I like to put it like this, to break it down simplistic so anybody can understand it. You think of you being in a caravan of, say, nine planets. So you got a truck and cars, nine of them, that have come around the corner, and now they're going to another intersection. They're going to another street. But as they just left this one intersection, they got to pass by an alley. And when they pass by this alley, there's a big searchlight in that alley that is beaming light all across that whole street. And before you can get to the corner, you're going to have to pass by that alley, and that light's going to hit you. When that light hits you, it's going to change everything in your car that you're driving. And every part of that caravan is going to change it, too. It's going to change up the frequencies. That is what is called the major arcana. This is what they call the great arcana, because we're going to get light from the Milky Way galaxy that's going to change our sun and change us and going to change the vibrations of everything on it. That's why those who are wise and those whose pineal glands are working, who got that B complex in, who are not just getting drunk and high every day, are speeding up their vibrations because they're going to make that ascendancy. Those that don't make that ascendancy and get to the next corner are going to be on the old Earth. And that's not what you want, because you can already get a sense of what's going to be happening on the old work. Just look at what's happened over the last 3 days with the assassinations, with the bullets and things. And what they're also hiding is this pending attack by Israel and Iran. And, of course, as I end the show tonight, I'm going to drop a big bomb on you, a mental bomb on you, about what's going to be happening also on the 21st of this month. You won't have to wait till December 21st.
Yes, thank you. You caller. Blair, we're going to take about a 2-minute break. I'm going to adjust this technical thing, and I can't stop the party here. So we're going to take a break and we'll be back and continue.
How you feel? Y'all feel good? Do you want to come with me?
Okay, hopefully this will be better. Can you hear me now, Dr. Blair?
Much better.
Okay. This is crazy. They never stopped. You told me that. They never stopped. We don't either.
You don't believe me, huh?
We don't either. Oh, no, I believe you. I believe you. I'm a living testament. But I digress. Let's keep it moving. And we've got 909 area code 9953 is the last four digits. You're on the air. First name and where you're calling from.
Yes, this is Meeson. I'm calling from California. A couple of nights ago, we got a big, bright glow in the sky. I was just wondering, Dr. Blair, if you know anything about that.
a big bright glow in the sky. Well, I talk to people almost on a daily basis out in California. I know lots and lots and lots of people out there. So if you're talking about in the L.A. area, or if you're talking about up in the Bay Area or going up to Portland, what they saw in the Bay Area, they didn't seem to see in Portland. And what's happening also in the Bay Area there now, not only is there a light that seems to be seen there, but they're getting some tremors. And the tremors are almost becoming now on a daily basis. Now, up in the Bay Area, they're getting more or less first of all, last weekend, they had a helicopter that flew out through Oakland and Bay Area and stuff that supposedly was checking out the amount of radiation that was being released. Now they've got twin things out there. They got drones that are spraying out there now. Now, you tell me what the drones are spraying. I'm not out there to analyze it. I can only go by those who see it, and I know some pretty smart people out there who are going to give them some analysis of it. As I stated, one or two things is happening. Either that Fukushima Daiichi plant has leaked radiation all the way across the ocean, and the whole ocean now is polluted, and what they're seeing now are these gravitational waves and seeing all these radiation waves that are there, or radiation being released from inside the ocean, which means the ocean bottom. That is very devastating, because that would mean, if that's being released, what's going to follow? So I simply say again, these are interesting times.
Yeah, Dr. Blair, on that note, from thank you caller, on that note, last week, everywhere, and the caller is actually, his area code, he's in what's called the Inland Empire, so he's a ways away from the beach where he's calling from, but all throughout the Southern California area, people were calling in, and they were smelling sulfur, a sulfur smell. And, of course, talk radio made jokes about it and everything. Somebody said rotten eggs are in the trash can. You know, they got to keep it stupid, silly. But everywhere, I'm talking about the area that you were in when you came down here, all the way down to Orange County, which is, like, moved further down the coast, into the Inland Empires, a broad area, I'd say maybe 100 mile radius, square mile radius. What would cause a sulfur smell that was in the air? You could smell
it
everywhere.
I already thought I answered that last week, and I told people it was going to get worse. That's this Travertine Park there. They've got a Salton Sea. If you remember, the Salton Sea is a sea of salt in a lake. It's about, I guess, 120 miles from the coast. And in the Salton Sea, they started a development there. They're going to build a lot of these condominiums, or whatever they're going to build, people could live in it. But they wanted to use this lake as a bed. But for some reason or another, they had to drain some of the water off the lake. Well, not only that, but because of the heat waves that's been out west, a lot of the water has been evaporating anyway. So why do you want to drain more? Well, what has happened was now, it kills so much that the fish start dying there. And the fish are what's giving off the smell from the Salton Sea. So instead of having a tourist place, a place where everybody would not live, it's beginning to stink to high heaven. And as the salt also, again, you know, salt is one of the things you can preserve things in. It means not only as these bodies rot, but the carcasses will be hard to remove. That's where most of your stink is coming from.
Deep, very deep. 240 area code 7988 is your last four digits. You're on the air with Dr. Blair.
How you doing? This is Noel from D.C., Dr. Blair and host.
Greetings.
Yes, hello, brother. Noel from Washington, D.C.
How you doing? I have a question in relation to iron and men, because I was reading that basically your blood is iron, and why can't men take a dosage of iron or, you know, have it at all? Well, why is it bad for men?
Well, it's not bad for men. It's according to where it is. Iron usually has iodine, and iodine usually has iron. They seem to kind of draw together, depending on what your mineral source is. A female has three lobes on her thyroid gland, so she needs a lot of iron, and she needs a lot of iodine. Now, when you start taking unnatural iodine, that's one thing. A male has only two lobes. So the iron that the male has usually is used in reproduction and is one of the carriers. We have magnets, of course. And I don't know how much you've been listening to me or whether you buy it in my products, but we have magnetic sex enhancers, okay? The reason why we use them is because the magnets are drawn by the iron in the blood. and the iron in blood is therefore drawn into the area, and we use them as pineal enhancers again, if you would. So when that happens, that means that the oxygen in the red blood cells is also drawn with the iron. So that means, again, the male uses this in building up the sperm cells and helping with, along with selenium, to stop the prostate from swelling, and this is why that's used. The female usually uses it up in the thyroid area again, and this is what happens again along that particular line. So it's a way of saying that the female needs more iron because she's making more blood because of the menses and things that go on that line. I won't want to get into all that stuff. Where the male doesn't need it much. But where the male gets his flow from is usually, again, into the pineal area for reproduction or into the area to help the prostate to stay healthy. And as a show I'm going to be doing after this one, where the prostate and the ovaries now are under attack. And I'll be doing that at another show. So this is why we got problems.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, caller. 856 area code, 9354 is the last four digits. Welcome to the program. First name, where are you calling from?
Hello, it's Jay. I'm calling from South Jersey, Pettytown. Just had a quick statement I just wanted to share with Brother Blair. I heard you were speaking about the tornado in Manhattan. I just wanted to share, I don't know if it got across the nation, I doubt it, but there was also a tornado that touched down in Camden, which is right across from Philadelphia. It was, I think it was in Cherry Hill, and that's something that's rare to happen in this part of the area. So it happened pretty close to the time when the New York tornado touched down. I thought that was interesting that we had a tornado that touched down here. I just want to share that with you.
That's very interesting, and I didn't know that, so you give me some more information and more food.
Yes, I did have some questions, but callers already asked them, so. I just want to share that with you guys.
Thank you for sharing that with me again. So that's not only that's Kansas now, and that's also New York. I wonder what's causing these turbulences. Ha, ha, ha.
Yes, yes. So the jet stream is moved around to the point where you're getting tornadoes in the area, like, you know, that tri-state area. Dr. Blair, we were out there. I believe you did something there. That area, a tornado? I mean, really. Someone emailed me. And they wanted me to ask you, is it all weather control, Dr. Blair, or is the planet fighting back?
Both. Mankind and human in their idolatry against the universal prime creator and the worship of Dracons are trying to act as gods on a planet that the Dracons tell them they don't want to leave. So as they serve their Draconic gods, they will make weather, and the Dracons tell them how to do it. The Dracons don't have to do it themselves. They have their servants, these Illuminati, who go about the business very well. So from HAARP and ELADA and ISACAT, HAARP, High Frequency Active Auroral Research Project, ISACAT, European Scalar Technology, and ELADA is Russia had. Russia's shaped theirs like a pyramid. They can manufacture weather. They can make hurricanes and sign off on them. They can make the eddy currents from hurricanes and tornadoes. I've gotten into great details on that show, on that before in this show, so I won't waste time. They can make the weather. And, of course, if they don't own the planet, which they think they do, but definitely did not make the planet, which they didn't, and the Creator says he wants or she wants her planet to go up in vibration, now you're going to battle the Creator. Guess who's going to win that one? So, yes, the planet's going to fight back, and when the planet fights back, we're all in trouble. That's why we've got to ascend to the higher vibrations or go through the hell that's going to be brought about those who stay in the lower vibrations if you stay there with them.
Okay. Well said. Thank you, caller. 816 area code, let's see, 1478 is the last four digits. You're on the air with Dr. Delbert Blair.
Good evening, gentlemen, and many blessings, Hotel.
I just
have a quick question for you, Dr. Blair. A few weeks back, I was doing some meditation, and I was told to open up my eyes. And when I opened up my eyes, I seen all these small little particles, but they were like gold. They were real like goldish, and they were all around, and the spirit said, these are light particles that I'm showing you. So my question is, what is happening to my eyes? Because I'm actually nearsighted, and sometimes I have trouble seeing. But I've been trying to focus on straightening my eyes out without having to do anything to my eyes medically.
Well, I am nearsighted, been nearsighted for the longest. I'm farsighted in my mind, nearsighted in my brain and body. I've seen many things again. As I say, my fight has always been to correct eyesight and to maintain sight, period, once I was poisoned. So I can only say sometimes if you're doing it at night, you can see a kaleidoscope like you're going through a maze of different colors like a kaleidoscope. But if you're seeing just any part, just particles of shimmering things, that's probably seeing the outline either around or the things that are in the air itself. You know, not a lot of times we see dust in the air, but we don't see these other particulations. I think your eyes are adjusting possibly to psychic sight, because two things that happen when you astral project: you go through a barrier like a kaleidoscope with all kind of different colors, but when you see them only as like little grains of dust in their gold, that probably is also your own sight matrix thing. It's probably, again, your pineal gland secreting there, you know, things that let you see this. Can't tell you exactly, but I know I go through the same thing. Nothing I haven't gone through in my eyes, and some things I hope I never do. So I can only say you're probably adjusting your sight.
Yes, indeed. A lot of physical changes. I had someone ask me last week, after we came off the air, Dr. Blair, we didn't get a chance to talk to them, but they find that they can hear more. Like you know how, I don't know what the range of the human ear is, but I had someone tell me that they're finding that they can hear, almost hear through walls, like enhanced hearing. Are these senses that we have, I think you spoke on it on either on this show or one I heard you on. Are our physical senses part of the confirmation of the changes in our bodies as we go through
this? Of course, because the physical senses are what keeps us physical. And as we become super physical, we're going to be having the senses of the basis are going to begin to change to higher particulation, higher frequencies. Yeah, you know, even the planet, which we've talked about, I know you remember that. We've talked about that on this show.
Oh, yeah.
The sounds that are coming from everywhere, the sounds that come from the air, the sounds that come from inside your body, the sounds that come from inside the earth, the sounds that just seem to be, say, all of these are sounds that are manifesting a change in Earth's vibrational field. And, of course, part of Earth's vibrational field is us. So as our bodies change or frequency changes, you're going to be able to hear things within you. This is one of the things that I teach. In fact, I have a lesson called The Sounds of Silence. And I think you said on one of mine, I teach people to go within. And once you get used to the sounds that your own body is making, which most of us are not even attuned to, then you can begin to hear the new sounds that are coming from your body and everybody else because of the frequency changes. The planet frequencies are changing. Your frequencies are changing. Your chakras are changing, and your so-called five senses, and really we have nine, we just haven't used the other four, are coming into being. Now you're going to begin to be able to use them.
Indeed. Let's see. Area code 570-8620 is the last four digits. Your first name and where you're calling from.
Hello?
You're on. We're listening.
Oh, good evening, Dr. Blair, host Tony. My question was about the, I was listening to a show called Conspiracy Theory, and they were speaking about the solar flares like the other caller just asked. But what they explained was that there was a hole that would, that's supposed to protect the Earth. If there is solar flare, it's supposed to reflect it back to where it came from. But because of this hole that we have, it's going to actually hit the Earth and basically fry us all to a crust. Which I, you know, don't believe. But why would they allow something like that to be on the TV anyway for if they're not ready for people to know?
Well, like, there's a lot of things. I'm sorry, go on.
Why allow for them, like they even speak about Illuminati, they speak about HARP. I'm sure the host of that show has some authority, Jesse. He used to be a mayor, I believe. And you know, they don't allow him to get into every place, but it's still allowing a lot of information that people have been curious about and speaking about. Why allow us to know it if you're not ready for us to?
Well, I think you just answered your own query. It really wasn't a question, it was a query. The question would be, why do it at all? The query is, why do it if they already know that you're not supposed to know it? That's the other way. There is an unwritten law, which I've searched for a long time to find out who made this law, that your captors here on Earth have to kind of tell you what you're going to do as an overview.
Yes.
But they'll put it into a way that you think it's not really being said. But if you follow some of these major Hollywood productions, and understand who runs it. And if you follow these things that are coming on BET and the things that are all over, they in every community, from the hip-hop community to the rap community to the heavy metal community to the dance community to the sing community, they're telling you the same thing. There's a change going on. They're letting you know. So therefore, if you don't act in your own defense, that's your fault. It's not that you were at war, and it's just you were too dumb to listen. You're listening.
Yeah, Dr. Blair, it's funny you mentioned that. I actually did some research on this reason why, this disclosure thing a few years ago. And believe it or not, they call it a gentleman's agreement to tell you one time through fiction, through satire, or through tabloid, sometimes just overtly, what they're going to do. And then that's their way of saying, well, you knew, and it happened. So, you know, it's interesting. And all I can say about something you see on television is that's why we call it tell live vision. Do you think that part of the Sinister's plot is to tell you some of these scenarios so that you always talk about concentrated thought. If they keep fear in the people, they keep telling us about all these negative things, and we start focusing on it, we're putting energy into it, and are they trying to manipulate us to manufacture these calamities and manifest these calamities when we should be focusing on some of the things that you share with us?
Yes, and this is why I say again, one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life, 2012, made so excellently that everything negative seems to be happening. And this is now when you say 2012, that's what people see. That was an implant, and you bought it. Heart, line, and sinker, which also then means you bought it with your soul. That's very dangerous and very bad. And also, as I've stated too, and I hope people remember this was said by me, not when I wanted to get on an ego trip, but I did say it, I'm going to repeat it again. Around everything in the Creator's mind is a mind field. That mind field is what you see around things with souls. So it means that mind field not only can be good, but it means you're still in the Creator's thoughts. That's your soul, reconsciousness. But around also our planet is a mind field. And our planet has gone through many changes. And as our planet is dying of her old, torturous time, and reliving and burning and being born into a high heaven, that means that she will go through a cycle. And when she relives the time when Earth was made, and when she relives the time when Kalia and Lemuria became one, and that's what formed our West Coast, that could be pure hell if we don't alleviate our consciousness and raise it up, because many of us were born at that time and will be reborn. So that's why it's very important to raise that consciousness, so when this nightmare comes, we can make it a heavenly stallion instead of a nightmare. It's a heaven that we must name. Thoughts are things, and now's the time to use that mind, and use that mind to thank your planet, to thank your Creator, and show you're not part of the old evil school, but part of the new reborn birth.
Yes, sir. 205 area code, last four digits, 2007. First name, where are you calling from? Welcome to the program. Okay, 205 area code, 2007. Going once, going twice. Okay. Maybe they got a change of heart. Let's look in the chat room, Dr. Blair. You got a lot of activity going on there, and a lot of people. I'll just tell you in general, in the chat room, post your questions, but it's always better to give us a call if you can, because then it gives us an opportunity for Dr. Blair to answer you one-on-one. But Dr. Blair, there's a lot of going on about these extreme weather conditions. Now, you've already spoken on that. But someone has actually posed a very good question relative to the last two or three callers. Can you please ask Dr. Blair, are they using dark matter / black people's energy to do their work?
I've been using dark matter, which through the pineal gland is how black people use the pineal gland dark matter. And they're using it now to do whatever they want to do with it. They have been experimenting with dark matter and the pineal gland for centuries, ever since they found out that dark matter and the pineal gland are one. That's what dark matter is. And in fact, the pineal gland secretes a very greenish substance. And this is why that pineal gland, what they call melanin, is dark green. It's just like plant photosynthetic. It can produce from the sun and reconvert that energy into usable matter and usable things for their own body. That's why when you have it, and to tell a black person to stay out of the sun is to be absolutely idiotically ludicrous. You just can't do it. You suspend these 22 minutes a day in the sun just so that they can fire up the pineal gland so it can play it back as serotonin at night, and you can astral project or sleep soundly. That takes away from having to take all the nerve pills and everything else. Produces serotonin, you stay calm. This is one of the beautiful things about dark matter. And as I've said before, I don't know if the person in the chat room hadn't heard the show before, but there's something called an Oort cloud. That's in the middle of the so-called Milky Way galaxy, which we're fast making entrance into. And that Oort cloud is a dark matter cloud, and it has within it black holes. So now we're going to see dark matter like we haven't before. That's what's going to awaken, and that's what's going to start a heaven in many cases.
Yes, indeed. Dr. Blair, they are lighting you up, man. So when you come on the air, callers, if you can be brief, turn your radio off, state your name, and get to your question as fast as possible so we can get as many callers on as possible. 240 area code 7988, the last four digits.
Hello? Oh, boy.
Okay, 248. Okay, your next contestant. Okay, 856 area code 9354 is the last four digits. You're on the air with Dr. Blair. First name, and where are you calling from?
I spoke to you already. This is Jay.
Yes, please talk to me.
I spoke about the tornado earlier.
Okay. Let's see what else we got, Dr. Blair. They are really lighting you up. And let's see here.
Is there a 40 area code there?
Yeah, 570 area code 8620 in the last four digits. You have a question for Dr. Blair. Welcome.
No, I just called in. I'm just listening.
Okay.
Well, if you call in, don't push one, because if you push one, then we'll think you're ready. You have a question for the good doctor. Let's see here. 516 area code 4563. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you? My name is Jen, and I'm calling from Long Island. I have basically a statement and a comment to make. First, I had indicated before that I was with child, and I had recently gone to the doctors, and the doctor was trying to insist on me taking the flu vaccine, and I naturally declined from that, but she was adamant on saying that, you know, it's beneficial for the child, and interestingly enough, that, you know, after I had declined from it, she actually marked off on my chart that I was vaccinated. And the second thing that I wanted to say is that I had, you know, recently been doing some research and listening to Credo Mutwa. I don't know if you're familiar with him. And also listening to discussion between Jordan Maxwell and David Icke, and all of which have basically been alluding to the same things that you've been talking about in reference to an alien type of being that's basically behind everything. And
pardon me, beautiful lady, is there a question?
No. I said statement and a comment.
Okay. Well, yes, I'm familiar with Credo Mutwa. I'm also familiar with Ike, what is his name, the other guy, Ike, who I'm on his website. Yes, I'm familiar with most of those things. I've been in the field for a long time. Doesn't mean because I've been in the field that I have not kept up, nor does it mean I know, but I am familiar with some of the things they're saying, yes.
Yeah, thank you, caller. Once again, have a question. We've got a lot of people on the line. 856 area code 3593 is the last four digits. Welcome. Okay. You're shuffling papers. 856 area code 3593.
Hello, Dr. Blair and Tony. How are you?
Greetings.
Doing fine, and you?
Great. I had a question about when we're going to ascend to the fifth dimension. How will you be able to tell, first of all, if you're on the path and raising your vibrations, for one, that you're going to go to the fifth dimension, and how will you be able to tell for those who are not going to be able to go to the fifth dimension? Is it going to be a physical thing where we're going to be able to see, or is it going to be, something that we are not even perceiving as of yet?
With my limited understanding, If you are not awake now, if you don't see time is speeding up, if you're not aware of the sunspots, if you're not aware of the double sun, if you're not aware of what vaccines can do, if you're not aware of all the genetically modified food, if you're not aware of the sounds that are coming from inside the earth and inside you, if you're not aware of the need to clean up your body, you're probably aren't on the path. You're probably not going to graduate.
Dr. Blair, that's interesting. I'm laughing because the last caller before him was talking about, I think it was Jordan Maxwell. He said, and I know you well enough, I'm sure you would agree. He said, for people who really aren't trying to find out what it's all about and make this shift, it's better for them to just keep doing what they've been doing.
It is. Dance all the way and boogie down to the gas chamber.
You know, and all jokes aside, but seriously, there's a point, it's like finals, and you've called it this for the longest, I've been knowing you, we're taking finals, we're going from kindergarten to a PhD. It's almost better for people who, rather than fall and flop and just short circuit, it just seems like some just, I can't say this is their own will, but it just seems like some people are better off just to just stay their course, you know?
Yeah, it's probably safer, you know, and when I say boogie down to the gas chamber, I know that's an old relic type thing, and I'm saying this because I love to boogie down, you know.
Yeah.
I do dancing and exercise, and that's exactly what I do, so there's nothing wrong with that. But if that's the only thing I did all day long, I wouldn't be able to host a show like this and have a beautiful person like him and have beautiful people like you asking me questions. It's a balance. Seek balance. All times, seek balance.
And one last question before we go on along that same line of what you're talking about. There's a tendency a lot of people feel like, and I personally think it's a setup for failure. You can't save anyone but yourself. Now, you can inspire people like what you do. You give people information where they can make their own choices and everything. Is it a setup for people who think that they have to rescue their whole family or rescue everybody that they were in the military with or went to school with or all their buddies down at the sports bar when they stopped going? Should you just stay your course and let your light shine, as they say, to inspire people when they start asking questions, then you bring them on in? Because I don't think that it's a good idea to you can drown trying to rescue somebody who can't swim. And that's not being selfish. It's just you can do more for them if you survive and inspire. What do you think?
Well, I've said that so many times. You know, it's not the crab in the barrel syndrome. It's the I love you and I want to help you and you my blood and you my DNA syndrome. That ain't the point anymore, to be vernacular. That ain't where it's at. You can help somebody only if they help themselves. And if they continue to help themselves to eating you up, to get them up, none of you are going to make it. I say walk with those who are awake. And then the draft of everybody walking fast might pull the rest of them along. But you don't have time to continue to tell somebody who won't wake up to wake up. There are people that are dumbed down, comatose, brainwashed, inoculated, miseducated, vaccinated, and encrypted. And if this is the case, two of those things are going to drain you trying to get them up to where you are. Better you go there and prepare a way, because eventually they're going to get there anyway.
Yeah, then nobody dies. So the good news is, eventually, on some level of consciousness, they'll get a chance to work it out, too. Yeah, that's so true.
People with souls cannot die, but you can sure go through changes.
Yes, sir. And that we are. 614 area code 3888 is the last four digits. You're on the air with Dr. Blair. First name, where are you calling from?
Yes, my first name is Steve, calling from Columbus, Ohio. I had a real quick question for Dr. Blair. I was wanting to know, is Saturn a artificial device that was created to try to keep Earth in a lower vibration?
Not that I understand. I don't know the origin of the planet Saturn, but I do know that the rings of Saturn were caused by contamination. Some say it's a planet that is becoming smaller, and the rings are just the coalescence as to become smaller. Others say that they were constructed to balance out a planet that had a life form that could not live on the surface of it, but wanted to create moons around it. Which one is true, I don't know, but I do know, let me put this, I do think I know, that the moons of most of the moons of Saturn, like Jupiter, are occupied, and some of the Dracons live on some of those, and some of the other good guys do live on some of those when they left Earth some time ago.
And there's a book out there, Dr. Blair, I'm sure you've heard of it, The Ringmakers of Saturn. It's very rare, very expensive to find, but the NASA, I think it was a scientist, I can't recall his name, but he says that there are ships in orbit around the planet, and that ring is actually artificially generated. So it's interesting.
There you go. And there are many ships that have been spotted on those rings, not on the planet itself, but around those rings, yeah. Just like with Jupiter. There are a lot of ships that are being seen around Jupiter, too.
Yes, indeed. Let's see. 336 area code, 1691, the last four digits. You're on the air with Dr. Blair. First name and where you calling from.
What's going on, Mr. Blair? This is D, calling from Greensboro. I want to ask you about the Orgon generators and how they work. And then I had another quick question on, you remember probably about a year or two ago, you was on a, you had a conference call with, I guess it was a lady, I forgot, and there was a guy named Mr. Seven or something. And I've been hearing a lot of stuff about him, about he had stole some guy's book, the Blue Book, whatever the name of the book was, but he got caught for plagiarism or something. I wanted to know if you were still doing business with him.
I didn't do business with him. Somebody wanted to push him, and so they put him on with me, only because I've been at it a long time and have a pretty good track record. So that's how he was introduced. I knew nothing about him. He seemed very brilliant, and the things he said were very cogent. Of course, he dealt with astrology, which I'm not a buff of astrology the way it's being told, and that was the end of it. After that, of course, he used me, and then after, well, I wouldn't say use me, he was on with me, and then after that, he kind of went on his own, and that's all I know about it. The rest of it, to me, is rumor.
Yes, yeah, a lot of rumors and a lot of pretenders and not so many contenders out there, that's for sure. And I'm sure you've seen more than your share in your travels.
And you know, there's some people, a lot of people like, and I've told you the track record that we have personally. You know a couple of them. So
Yeah, man.
Yes, okay, whatever. They know, and that's why they don't denigrate against me anymore. I've been consistent.
Right.
I've proven myself.
And that's funny. I was telling somebody about you, a newcomer that heard my show, and they were asking me, "What was Dr. Blair?" I said, "Well, I'll tell you, the best way to judge who somebody is what they do, and you've been doing the same thing. So if you weren't the truth, okay, if you were anybody else but you, you've been doing this so long until it's become you, and that's a good thing for all of we, so keep it up." And whether it's Mr. Seven or Mr. Clean, you know, people are going to always try to tag their caboose onto people who stand for something. So I tell all you listeners, and I've been a victim of it, Dr. Blair, you've been a victim of it. People are always going to see you going in a direction. They're going to try to tag team with you. So just be wary of that. Here's someone I think we both know. 678, area code 6922 is the last four digits. This is a good friend of both of ours, if it's who I think it is. You're on the air. What's your first name? Welcome to the
Kevin
show.
Jackson from Atlanta.
Yes.
Hey.
How you doing, Dr. Blair?
Hey, Jackson. How you doing?
All right.
The hero of Atlanta, who was given meeting of the masters and every other thing for the longest.
Right.
Let me shut up
Mr.
and you
Gathering,
talk.
Mr. Gathering of the Masters. Welcome.
Yeah, let me shut
time.
Up. You talk. How you doing?
All right. I'm doing fine. And a lot of your newcomers don't know. What I want to do is I just want to lay some foundation just a little bit. I really don't want to ask any questions because you have answered everything and you've been out there for so long. But there's some information that maybe some of the listeners haven't seen or heard before, and I just want to lay some foundation out. And there's some tapes that maybe you know about, Dr. Blair, and I just want to throw them out to you, to the listeners. The Ultra State of Reality, 144,000, The Sun and the Moon, The New World Order on Planet Earth, and I wanted to say it's another one called, just slipped my mind, the Coming Catastrophes on the Planet Earth. So, and the woman lecture and the man lecture. If you get the woman lecture and the man lecture, you'll know exactly what you're supposed to be doing at this point in time. Dr. Blair has been talking about this for 30, 40, 50 years. So everything that he's been saying is coming true right now.
And let me just say that those are all my tapes.
That's right.
Some of them are older than I am. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if they can get some of those tapes from Dr. Blair, they will answer most of the questions that you're asking right now. They will answer some of those questions for you.
Thank you so much, my brother. Has the brother contacted you there by the name of Chester or William Chester?
I haven't heard.
Okay, he's supposed to contact you, so I will make sure that happens, if with your permission.
Yes, it's all good for me.
All right.
Just want to say, Dr. Blair has been a true trooper for a long time, and the information that he's given you is, you know, you have to get your spiritual body in order, and also buy his diodes and all his products that he has, and with the electronic diseases that's out here now, you have to gravitate to that and get that straightened out for your body also. And there is a shift going on. So, and Tony, you know what we talk about all the time.
Yeah, man.
Thank you again, brother. You're a beautiful brother and have always been. May the Creator always continue to bless you with abundance, health, and virtue.
Creator bless.
Yes, that's Brother Kevin. Man, Dr. Blair, I'm not going to really get into it. I've got to talk to you offline about this, but that information that Brother Kevin shared, these are lectures that you did 20, 30, 40 years ago. Do you have any of those, do you still have those lectures, those discussions that you did?
I have 38 cassette tapes that have never been brought up into the CD range and all outlines about them. So as I say again, I don't have time to do it myself. People have proposed doing it, hadn't been done. I'm too busy trying to stay current to create maybe 40 more tapes while the Creator still allows me to be here.
Yeah, I understand. It's just one point that he made, and you've talked about this many times, and because, you know, people come online all the time. A lot of our audience today, a lot of the people today who listen to these programs, I mean, they're hearing you for the first time. They're in their 20s, 30s. When you came out to L.A., you know, that audience was about 70% under the age of 30. So there's a lot of information. And the thing is, their presence, I'm sure you would agree, you can speak on it if you want, their presence is confirmation of what you were talking about 30 years ago, them being here. You know, looking different is proof that what you're saying was true, because it's a different energy. It was a different energy in that room when you were out here. And
and a lot of the young people. In fact, we went out later on with the young people. Like I said, it keeps me young and vibrant, and I'm glad that they think I have something to say.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They are definitely the ones they've been waiting for. We've got, and thank you, Brother Kevin, as always, for everything. And that everything has three dots at the end of it. We'll be in touch. Area code 205, trying again, 2007. You're on the air this time. Are you with us?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello.
Where are you calling from?
Yes. Hi. This is Mary, and I'm out
Greetings.
Of Tennessee. Greetings. Dr. Blair, I've got a question. You were saying earlier about at the street corner where you would see the light coming out of the alley and then we'd have to get ready because that's what we're coming to. Well, I have been doing some research about Planet X, I guess is AKA Nibiru, and I was wondering, is our Earth and our solar system and our sun pulling us toward Nibiru and its solar system, or is it the other way around? And are they building tunnels in the western area of the United States for the rich and the famous to go to when all of this is supposed to happen? And September the 21st is my sister's birthday. Should she have something to worry about? And it's all.
It's a glorious time because one of the most wonderful things that ever happened on this planet will be happening on September 21st, and I say when you sign off, I'm going to be telling you about that again. As far as, yes, they're not building them. They're widening them out. They've got tunnel boring machines now that can tunnel almost 3 and 4 miles a day now. They were the existing tunnels of the L's. That's a whole different ballgame. They were there a long time ago. They're still out there. This is why your governments are not too worried about borders, because they can go on. You can go and never. You can go in the ocean from the Pacific, go to the Mississippi, and go all the way down to Florida and never hit the surface. You can walk underneath any of these so-called borders that are created by states and cities and counties. This is why they're not even worried about that. You have to cross a border up top. They use the borders underneath. This whole planet is honeycombed with tunnels and also creatures and people.
Yeah, it's so deep, Doctor. Thank you, caller out of Tennessee, Mary out of Tennessee. Dr. Blair, it's so deep. I guess a whistleblower said that he was taken to a Navy base in the middle of Nevada, a Navy base. And it was in the wintertime, and he had a pea coat on, and they told him, oh, you won't need that. And he went downstairs on a Navy base, and when he came out the other side, he said the sensation was going in an elevator like if you're in a high-rise. And when he came out, he was in Australia. So they got trains that go at Mach, what, 8 underground, and you spoke on these things. It's almost like there's two different worlds that we're living in now. So are they trying to make their artificial world because they know they can't shift to the organic, higher-frequency world?
No. They use rollouts. That's what they're called. These were the tunnels that were built by the Elves, the Olmecs. These are the people that were here centuries ago. This, as I state again, and this, for those who are new, are new to what I'm saying, not that I am a Bible. I don't say that. In fact, I don't ever come to me for truth. Come to me for facts. And then if you get enough facts, we may find mutually truth. This planet is 4.6 billion years old. You don't even know what history means. For 3.9 of those years, we've been controlled by a foreign draconic power called Dracons. And when the creator, this planet has so many tunnels, so many caves, so many underground lakes, and then you got 5 cities with gold in the center. So I guess now that everybody will turn off. But I'm just telling you like it is.
That's right. Okay, moving forward. We got 571 area code, 0735, last 4 digits. You're on the air with Dr. Blair.
Yeah, Hotep, Dr. Blair.
Hotep.
Hi, my name is Ron. I'm calling from Northern Virginia.
Yes, Ron.
I just got a quick question, man. I had a blood transfusion like 4 years ago, and like now every time I go outside, I get extra cold. Like my blood is getting cold as soon as I walk outside when it's hot. I'm just trying to figure out when I got the blood transfusion, if I had like something wrong with my blood now to where I get extra cold. They said
it's a good possibility. What color are you?
I'm black.
How black? Are you dark black? Are you brown? Are you tan? Are you yellow? What are you?
Caramel complexion, brown. This is caramel complexion.
About a 5 or a 6. It'd be hard to get you blood that could match you. The only blood you could get from somebody darker than you that would be good. And they never give you the good blood. They give you the blood with this M word in it, myrrh and all this kind of stuff. I simply say that. Let's just hope that you had a good hospital and a good doctor and they didn't mess with you. How long ago did you have the whatever you got, the transfusion?
This was like 5 years ago.
No, they were doing it at that time. In fact, they put chips and everything in the babies. I hope not, but I doubt. You need to rebuild your own blood. That's the best thing you could do. And you can do that probably in 2 months' time and would start feeling good after a week. You need to contact me, find out how to get blood builders in there.
What about the monatomic gold? Would that help?
Monatomic gold is one
bit?
Of the many steps you can take. There's a lot you can do. If you contact me off the air, I think we can probably get a formula together for you. If not, gold is one of them. It's not the only thing. No, you need to use a lot of other things.
Well, Dr. Blair, that's a good segue, and thank you, caller. And please, we strongly recommend you reach out to Dr. Blair after the show because there's a lot of things that we can't cover in the time that we do this. But, Dr. Blair, why don't you take this time to kind of give us some of the benefits available to us through the medicine and the work that you do when you're not on the air answering questions?
Well, I give consultations. You can sign up for them on our website. I have a product called Diodes, in which there are 15 of them. And the diodes protect you from radiation from cell phones, computers, and laptops, and television sets, and high depths, and microwave ovens, and home wiring systems, and MP3 players, and overhead fluorescent lights, and washers, and dryers, and all that. All those things give you radiation, and if you notice now, they're giving away smartphones. They couldn't give me a smartphone because I'm too dumb to take it. So, like I say, if you use all of those, you do that. We even have a diode plaque. a transmutation plaque that you can put heroin on and will neutralize it. Did you hear me? You can put nicotine on, take the nicotine out, caffeine on, take the caffeine out, put you on and take it out of you. That's what we call the mattress. Those are diodes. We have monatomic gold that can help you to go into higher vibrations. Your DNA and RNA begin to transcribe into higher frequencies. We have magnets that can take you and help that blood to flow faster. You can sleep on a magnetic mattress pad and probably sleep as soundly you ever have. We have Miracle 2000, which has 27 vitamins and minerals in it. It has all kind of things that would help you, including things that are very natural, again, per se. Has 8 amino acids, has 72 trace minerals, 27 vitamins, and about 40 other things. Take a capful of that a day, and you got one a day times 5 billion for its worth. We have Miracle 2000, which has vinegar and CoQ10 and everything else again. I have done the research. Trust me. It's where you go to the site and buy it. Trust you.
Yes, indeed. Well, we've got a few minutes left here. We'll get as many calls in as we can. 910 area code 7578 is the last four digits. On the air, Dr. Blair.
Greetings, Dr. Delbert Blair.
Greetings.
This is Darius, Colorado Wilmington.
Yes,
I heard you a week ago say that you was a Moor and you battling court cases. I want to know why is Moors even still going to court and things of that nature.
Because I'm a Moor that is not smart enough to get past what some of the Moors are going through. And because I will simply say off the air later on why that's happening. But no, for the sovereignty that I want, no one has been able to grant me, and they fight me consistently for it. If you can be of help, help.
Yeah, reach out to them later on, caller. 817 area code 5586, you're on the air with Dr. Blair. Your first name, where are you calling from?
Yes, my name is Patrick Dix. I'm calling from Arlington, Texas, and the question I have is concerning of what is the real truth when they talked about the quarantine was ended on the Earth in 2011?
Well, within the Earth now? You say on Earth quarantine? Repeat it.
Well, my understanding is, you know, I have been doing a lot of, research, and some of the so-called other metaphysicians says that I think in fall of 2011, the quarantine, in other words, was taken, off the, Earth because you couldn't, go into higher dimensions. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that you hear a lot of talk about these ascended, masters, okay, and I'm saying to myself, is that if you had these ascended masters these last 2,000 years and the Earth, like I said, was just released off of quarantine from the Supreme Being or the Creator, what is the truth on that?
Okay, let me just say this, and I got your question. Well, most of the ascended masters, if you read the books, are white. So I
guess, sir.
White in his skin, you can't be an ascended master, so I guess I'll never make the grade. So consequently, you're reading the wrong books only. Read plethora of books. Read other things. Get some of my tapes. Let's look at it from a black view as well as a white view. Most ascended masters aren't, because they're limiting themselves to those who came to the Earth from other spaces that had melanin and that didn't have melanin.
Yeah, Dr. Blair, it's interesting that you say that, because a lot of that stuff a lot of stuff is CIA stuff. A lot of that stuff comes out of the Vatican. A lot of that stuff is just misinformation and disinformation. I find it interesting that some of the white metaphysicians catch a lot of hell when they give credit and acknowledge. And one that comes to mind, I'm sure you're familiar with his work, William Henry. He's been on the air, and he has said that the gods were black and skin, heavily melanated, and all of a sudden he's not on the air so often. So I think...
Think about this. How long has Coast to Coast been on? I was around when Art Bell was doing Coast to Coast.
Mm-hmm.
I have yet to be invited on Coast to Coast. You think they don't see me somewhere over UVerse or somewhere on the internet? Wonder why.
Oh, they know you. They know you there. And that's unfortunate for them, not for we. Speaking of us, we've got 908 area code, 8930 is the last four digits. You're on the air with Dr. Blair. Your first name, where are you calling from? Welcome.
Good love to everyone. My name is Carmen Michaels out of Elizabeth, New Jersey. And I want to know, to
what are some of the electrified foods that we could get at the regular stores, or we can't get them at the regular stores, or what would you recommend to clean up?
Well, you said what books? Are you saying tapes or books, or are you saying products?
Products.
Products. You can go to the Meta Center, www.themetacenter2.com. We have what we call the cleaner for men, and we have what we call the cleaner for women. There's a 14-day cleanse. There's a 7-day cleanse. It will clean up all 7 of your basic organs, and it will kill parasites, and it will kill parasitic eggs. Tell me something else going to do it without cramping you and making you lose time at work. That's, I know nothing better. Other people got other things, use them. That's what we have.
All right. You had a host on last week, and I think he was talking about some foods, different foods, and you gave a website for him. Do you know what I'm? Do you remember what I'm talking about?
That was another show. But keep listening to Light Away Radio, and you'll hear a lot more information. But we're gonna move on. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's see. I think Dr. Blair, it might have been either Brother Keaty or.
It was Keaty. I would do it because I listened in after he came on. Yeah, it was Brother Keaty.
Okay.
And he's gotten very much into the health field. I guess he always was, but yeah, I heard that.
Huh? Yeah, you need to talk to him offline because I think you two are kind of going in the same direction now. You finally, but anyway.
Well, let's talk about after, we can.
Let's see. 561 area code 0023. The last 4 digits. You're on the air, Dr. Blair. Turn your radio down, please.
Hello?
Yes, we're listening to you. Please speak up. We're listening to you.
You're on the air.
How you doing, Dr. Blair and Tony? My question is this. Dr. Blair, did you guys hear about the waters turning red in China earlier this week?
No.
What's behind that?
No, I didn't hear about it. This is in China.
There was a bunch of water in China.
Part of China.
Yeah, all the water was turning red. And
where in China?
It was in a particular sea in China. It was a whole bay turned red, and none of the doctors knew what was going on. I was just wondering if you had heard that story.
And
it was like Monday or Tuesday.
Thanks to you, I'm going to look it back up again.
Oh, okay.
All right, thank you, caller, for keeping us in the know. Hey, Dr. Blair, it's interesting. We get, people that call in. This is a conscious crowd now that really not only wants to know but also is doing their own research. So once again, the affirmation for you, confirmation for that your work is relevant, relative, is that a lot of callers will call you up and reach out to you with information that they found that you may add to the dialogue. So that's a good thing.
I'm in right to that. I always ask for help. Never turned down help yet. It's good help.
Right. 19 area code 3554 is the last 4 digits. Be brief with your question.
Greetings. First, I want to thank y'all both for what you're doing. And my question was about the organ generators. And
I didn't answer that part of it. Yeah. Okay, I do handle them. I have handled them. I kind of gotten away from it because they began to conflict with the diodes. And let's just put it like this so you can make your own adjudication, your own judgment. Under a planet under sun, by my limited understanding of metaphysics, can operate on organ energy. Organ is original, organic, orgasm, means it comes from the mind of universal prime creator, and a planet can operate under a sun with it. Planet under a sun can operate on... Turn the radio down. Or whatever you're doing. The second one it can operate on is magnetism. And that's what we're operating on now. We're beginning to operate on high magnetism, which is for the spiritual body. It's a thing that will knock out electricity. And the thing that we're operating on now is electricity, which has got to go. That's why there are going to be brownouts and blackouts as our planet changes frequency. That's pretty much as I understand. And, yes, we do have an ability to get the organ generators and stuff like this and the little crystals if you want them.
Okay, caller. 703 area code, the last 4 digits is 7266. And if you are listening to the radio, when you come on the air, please turn it off so there's no feedback and we can hear your question. Okay. 703 area code. Okay. 973 area code 10103 is the last four. You're on the air, Dr. Blair.
Yes. Hi, guys. How are you doing? This is Diana from New Jersey. My 14-year-old grandson want to ask a question. And, yes, that man, just tell him that Yang Tzu River is the one that turned blood red. That's the longest river in China that they do the shipping business on.
Oh, the Yangtze River. My God, you kidding
yes,
me?
Yes, red blood. I have pictures
of it. I got to look that up on the computer. Wow. Wow, another sign. Thank you. Now, you said you had a 14 or 15-year-old. Somebody wanted to talk with me. Please put him on.
Hello, Dr. Blair.
Hello. What is your name?
Aaron Scott.
Ian Scott?
No, Aaron.
Aaron Scott.
Yes.
Do I take a kind of a British there? Go on,
no,
please. Say something to me.
Oh, well, I know that the planets are all about to line up and cause the 3 days of darkness, but can you answer a question for me?
I will try if you ask it.
What type of effect or reaction will the magnetic force from other planets lining up happen to our planet? How will that affect our planet?
Our planet is now part of what is called, I'll break this as clear as I can. Our planets are already lining up around our sun. We now have two suns. And the two suns have almost become one, so they're highly magnetic. So what that's do is to set up a counterforce, which will now help us be pulled faster into a higher vibrational rate. The whole key you're looking for is Q528. 528 cycles per second is what it's going to be speeded up to. 5,280 seconds to a measured mile becomes then the frequency. So it becomes a megahertz frequency, 528. And if you look up anywhere, go to the internet, type in 528, Q528, 5,280 megahertz. It will explain it in full. Encapsulated, it simply means that all the planets in our system must become high in vibration. And because we are the ones that have been low in vibration, it's going to take us to the fifth dimension. Some of them are not going to make it. That is the beauty of being on Earth at this time and the wonderfulness to have incarnates like yourself, many of the crystals, many of the higher people, star seeds like you there. It's your time, brother.
Yes, indeed. And caller, we invite you anytime to come back and call in because, Dr. Blair, here we go again. This must be the day for it because, once again, that young man is proof positive, affirmation, confirmation of what you were talking about 20 years ago. That these
and this is the ones I want to talk to now. I stayed around for this purpose. And if I can help them to do what they can do, you haven't seen X-Men.
Yeah.
You've seen XYZ.
Oh, yeah.
They don't realize their own power.
Yeah.
They can
concentrate.
Dr. We talk about it.
Oh, they're doing it. They're made to do it, and that's the beauty of this. Look, we've got a few minutes left. We've still got a list of callers. I know you've got events coming up. We're going to talk about that. Do you want to stay over, or do you have to run? What's your time look like?
I've got to run, but I want to stay over, so she's going to have to wait because I want to get in all these things there with you. I can do it in 15 minutes. I talk pretty fast if you can give me that much time.
Well, we'll keep them going, and we'll write. Just let me know. I'll write her a note. I'll give you telling me he was studying his homework after school.
Okay, thank you.
317 area code 7872, last four digits. You're on the air with Dr. Blair. Please turn your radio down. Okay, going once, going twice.
Hello? Hello?
Okay.
Yes, we're listening. Please talk.
Can you hear me?
Yes, please talk.
Can you hear me?
Please talk.
Can you hear
me? We hear you.
Okay. Hey, Dr. Burr, how you doing, Tony? Dr.
Doing
Burr.
All right.
I just got a question. I'd like to know, is there any way that we can identify Dracons?
Identify what?
Dracons.
Dracons?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, well, you can identify them if you see them. I hope you don't see one. I hope you might see some of the Illuminati that they're controlling. There's pictures all over the... Well, they're our cartoon drugs. It's hard to even get a picture of one. You see a Dracon or Dracon controlled person, the irises are shrieking. If you really see one, they will not have, you will not see the pupils because the pupils run slanted. And when they get into the light, they close them and so on like that again. If you ever seen one, you'd know one. Some of them cloak themselves, and that gets into another whole thing too. But if you have the diodes on, some Orgon generators, they won't come around you in the first place, or they'll start to shape-shift on you. I hope you, but you know the difference. If you're in any way metaphysical, when you get in the presence of one, you know it.
Yes, indeed. Good question. 614 area code 6379. You're on the air with Dr. Blair. Your first name, where are you calling from?
Yes, this is Albert from Columbus, Ohio. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing well, and hope you are too.
All right. I don't have a question or anything. I just have a statement. There's been information that's been put on the internet that there's a Japanese scientist who's now able to make meat out of human feces. That's all I wanted to say. If you have any input or anything you want to say about it, you can go ahead and say something about it. But I just thought I'll put that out there for the people who are having a hard time becoming a vegan and trying to stop you.
No, I'm not familiar with that one, so I cannot speak to what I can see how it can be done, just like urine can be made into good water. But I don't know enough about it to address it on the air especially.
Well, Dr. Blair, that report has been actually, it's over a year. I've read that report. If ever there is an argument for people getting off of the meat or cleaning their system, that's it, because they even tested, they even had a study group, a test group, and they made the feces taste like steak. It reminds me of a movie that you probably saw, Soylent Green.
Oh, okay. This was, what he's saying is that some of the meat we're getting is human feces meat.
In Japan, they're taking human feces, and of course, they have all this science. Oh, it's full of protein and aminos and everything, and they're turning it into meat. They're reprocessing it. And then they put soybean in it and flavoring and artificial food color, red dye number, whatever. And all of a sudden, off the other side comes a steak, a big old juicy steak, ready for the grill.
I heard about that some time ago. I didn't understand his question. Yeah, I did hear about that some time ago, and I thought it was a joke. Obviously, it's not. Okay.
Amazing.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't eat meat. 210 area code 5826. You're on the air with Dr. Blair. Where are you calling from? Your first name?
Yes, my name is Chris. I'm calling from San Antonio, originally from New York.
Yes, Chris.
My question basically is, I'm actually scheduled to have a thyroid appendectomy, and I was just wondering if you had any information in reference to possibly not doing something of that nature or getting.
Well,
it
let's say this: once it's done, you're going to have to be on drugs the rest of your life.
Right.
And you already told you that. So I don't know enough about it. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm a researcher and a historian. If you wish to contact me off the air for a consultation or a general preliminary, then I'd suggest you do so. You can do that by calling 708-422-6685. 708-422-6685.
Okay, good luck, caller. I hope things work out for you. Let's see. We've got, I think this is 336 area code. 1691 is the last four digits. Your first name, where are you calling from?
Again, Dr. Blair, sometimes you stop talking. You were saying something about the Orgon generators and how are they affecting the dial pads? So if you got the dial pads, would it affect it? You didn't go on and elaborate on that. That's all I wanted to know.
Well, I used to carry a lot of the little Orgon generators in the pyramid forms and so on like that again. What happened when I had that along with the diodes, people were getting these Orgon generators, making them act like diodes. They cannot do that. Even though Orgon is an energy that is high, the diodes contain certain magnets and crystals themselves, which don't need that. You already have a higher force working there. Sometimes I don't say that to people because then they want to know how do they make them, and I can't get into that. You have a gift from the future when you have diodes. They're better than any kind. They even embody the Tesla thing. There are people trying to sell me Tesla cars now. I try to be nice to them and tell them I'm not interested because that principle has already been incorporated. You have a transmutation back from the future every time you get a diode, and when you get a diode transportation plaque, it's already doing that. It's converting it for you. It can even help convert you by taking poisons and toxins out of your liver and out of your lymph system. What radionic can do that should you know of? They can't do it.
There it is. 301 area code 8356 is the last four digits. Your first name and where are you calling from?
Yes, my name is Derek, and I'm calling from Maryland.
Yes, sir.
First of all, I want to let you know that apparently I don't think you're on the air anymore.
Oh.
Yeah, because see, I'm listening on my phone, and I had you on the computer as well, and the computer just went dead.
Well, it's still on the air. I mean, it's still on.
Oh, you're still on? Okay, well, we can't hear the computer for some reason. But anyway, I wanted to kind of get a better understanding as well of what you were saying about the organ generator. I guess I was wondering, is that an alternate source of energy that could be used at this time when all the electricity goes out?
Yes, magnetism can too. Magnets give off lights, but we're not used to seeing magnetic light. And it's hard to see anything nowadays on our planet because they spray every day. They're trying to block the sun and block the radiation and block the things to keep the Dracons alive and those that serve them alive during their evilness. So, yes, organ energy is the highest energy that you can have. Probably on the fifth and sixth dimension, that's all you would have. But what I'm saying is now the transmutation device is that bridge until we get to pure organ energy. Because with the transmutation devices in the form of diodes, you can now convert. That's why it can convert electricity into magnetism, because it's a higher force of both. That's why it can utilize that. That's why I recommend the diodes, especially the transmutation plaque and the diode mattress for everybody, because it's helping you to convert to that standard now without having to go through the other problems.
Oh, I see. So you can, but you can't use them in conjunction with each other.
You can, but there'll be no need because the diodes already are using organ energy and bring it down to a frequency that you can use now. It has crystals, it has maggots, it has organ energy in it, and it has something else in it too, which I cannot go into with you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All okay, right. Dr. Blair, they're playing games, so we must have really hit on some nerves today.
Okay.
And the reason I'm saying let me check something here. They're saying, some people are saying they can't hear you on the line. So just give me a minute here. We're going to find out. I mean, I got a couple of my tech friends in the chat room, and we'll see. Otherwise, we'll just adjourn this and hear us. Let's see. Can you hear us?
I heard you.
Okay. See, there, you brought the silver bullets with you today. Let me see. Okay, they can hear you. Well, let me say this now then.
Yeah. On the 21st, there is going to be a meeting through what is called the Keshe Foundation, K-E-S-H-E Foundation, K-E-S-H-E Foundation. Type that into your typewriter if you choose, and watch what's going to be happening on the 21st, which would be next what? What is that, the next Saturday, is that?
Tomorrow, a week from tomorrow.
A week from tomorrow. Type that in and understand what the nations of the world now are going to hear and what decisions not only this country, but every country on the face of the earth is going to have a privilege and chance to do. And just look in amazement at the time that we're in. That is what I wanted to leave you as we were first, as we're going again. It's spelled again, K-E-S-H-E Foundation. Just type it in and go from there. They're having a meeting on the 21st.
What's the website? Is it a
website? We do.
Is it a website, Dr. Blair?
Oh, well, the website there is, again, it's, if you type up that, you can get it. It's actually http://keshfoundation.org. But if you just type in Test Foundation, you're still going to be able to get it. Nothing can block it. It's all over the planet.
You know what spelling that is? There's some people or someone in the chat room. If you can Google it, put it in the chat room, and then we'll make the announcement. Dr. Blair, we got time for about a couple of more questions. We're going to get them in, and we want you to make announcements of your events coming up this weekend. And once again, tell us how we can find out more about what it is you do. Let's take these calls. 910 area code. You're on the air with Dr. Blair. Let's see. Oh, I'm sorry. 910 area code. I'm sorry. 908 area code, 8930. Let's see. I'm sorry. That's a call we already took. Okay, let's see here. Okay. 910 area code, last four digits, 3554. You're on the air with Dr. Blair. Your first name, where are you calling from? And be brief with your question, if you will. Thank you.
Okay. My name is Evan, calling from North Carolina, calling again. Can you tell me, is there any truth to there being jungles in Antarctica?
Yeah, there are truth. In fact, Antarctica used to be called Hyperborea, and it was a jungle-type area. Many of the cities up there are plastic, and they look like they're snow-covered, but they look like ice, but they're plastic. Also a place called Rainbow City. But that's when you start going inside the Earth. And that means you have to, the opening is so big, you don't even know you're going into it. But that's one of the contexts that it was called Hyperborea.
Okay. Thank you, caller. As I understand it, Dr. Blair, some of those cities, with the ice melting in Antarctica, some of those cities are visible to Google Maps. And so the Google Maps are people posting those. Have you seen any of that?
Oh, yeah. And it's something called the Vostok Sea. And they're trying to hide it. Yeah, they're up there like that. And the Vostok Sea, they're finding creatures down there. The Vostok Sea is a sea inside the Earth. So, as they say, they're double-talking you.
Yes. Here's our last caller. So you're on the air with Dr. Blair. It's been quite a show today. You're going to be the last question of the day. 510 area code 7052. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's your question for Dr. Blair?
I'm Waleed, calling from Miami, Florida. I just want to clarify. First, thanks to you both for the show, and I want to clarify. From what I just heard, if one lies on the DO mattress, you won't need to have the magnetic mattress in conjunction with that. Is that correct?
No, that's not what I said. It's a diode, and the diode will take radiation and poisons out of your body. The magnets will take away pain and speed up your cons. It'll help you to rest better and take away pain. The diodes take away poisons and toxins out of your body and give you another start. Both of them can do the same thing, but if you're just going for pain and stuff, you would use the magnets in restfulness. If you want to really start cleaning yourself and all that, then you would use the diodes.
Okay, I just thought you said the diode magnets also have magnets in it.
They do. The diodes do, but they use it in a different form. The diode mattress uses not only that, but it also creates argon energy. So I'm just saying, there's some people that don't need... The diode mattresses are expensive. They're not really expensive, but they're expensive again. They're $500-some-odd plus shipping. So the magnets you can get for it literally is $200, $300, stuff like this. So if you need the magnetism just for resting and taking away pain, fine. If you want the overall treatment, yes, there's nothing that can match the diode mattress.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. That do it,
well,
Tony?
Dr. Blair, this has been quite an episode. You've got a few minutes left. Why don't you go through everything that you have? And I just want to say again to you, thank you for the work. Evidently, you're going to be a very busy young man here in the next few years. So, you know, but that's okay. You just said you were sent here to do this, so. Tell us about your events coming up and one more time about the medicine and how we can find out more about what you do and what you have to offer us.
Okay. Most of the things I'm doing are posted on our website. The website is www.themetacenter, M-E-T-A-C-E-N-T-E-R, push2.com, www.themetacenter2.com. Our business phone number, 708-422-6685. This coming Saturday, Creator willing, 6 o'clock, I will be in Baltimore downtown at what is called the Franklin Street Hall. Saturday, 6 o'clock, the 15th, in Baltimore. If you got a GPS, the zip code 21201. If you have any other questions and want more details, phone 410-949-0384. I repeat, any other questions about my appearance in Baltimore? Phone 410-949-0384. We'll be talking there about many things that are happening on our planet. We'll be talking about how to get into heavy meditations in a very quick time. We'll be talking about onboard healing, which means once you're on board your soul consciousness, you can begin to heal yourself very fast. That possibility is not only there, it's coming back. and we'll be answering questions. If you want a consultation while I'm there, you have to sign up for it now, please. Do it on our website under consultation, and just put on there that you want this for Baltimore. It'll give you your name and a number and all these kind of things, too. And Creator willing, not only will we be doing the workshops and the consultation, but the lectures itself. So I look forward to all of you in the Baltimore area. I want to thank Brother Nati. I want to thank Charles and Woods. I want to thank everybody there in that Baltimore area. And Doc and Attorney Fitz, hope I see all of you there. Look forward to it again. And again, my brother, you're just beautiful. I thank you for bearing with me, Tony. And I know what associated with me brings, but I know what associated with you brings, too. So we both got a debt to pay. But let's hope that is going to be an alleviation for a total password into the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimension. Then we know it was all worth it.
Well, we didn't want the job. We wouldn't have applied. I don't usually like to speak for anybody but myself, but I think I can say that on behalf of both of us. And to the people who listen to this show, someone posted in the chat room, Dr. Blair, keshfoundation.org that you were talking about earlier, keshefoundation.org. CG Computer, thank you for posting that. That's the information for the 21st. Dr. Blair, you know, this is the time, this is a special time. This is the time that we want it. This is a time that it's an interesting time, it's a challenging time, but, you know, I'm glad that you're with us, that you didn't decide to check out, and I'm not going to get into it on the air, but you could have. You know, someone tried to run you out of here, and then you had opportunities to leave on your own accord. So, once again, we thank you. We wish you all the best. The event coming up this weekend in Maryland will be a success, and that the people will come out and listen and learn. And what do you always say? You tell us to take notes. Bring a pad and paper with us every time, because you don't have to worry about the grid taking that out. So is there anything you'd like to say in parting before we close?
No, you know what I'm going to say, my universal creator, and I want to thank all of you who listened, and tell your friends about us, tell your friends about the Thursday nights at 6:30, tell your friends about the Meta Center, and mainly tell your friends that you're on the path for ascension. And if they will, and every time they order something from it, we enclose what we call the universal creator's prayer, which I will end with now. Please, universal creator, know in my heart that I love you. Please protect me and this planet on which I live now. Please open my mind, my spirit, and my soul to receive only truth and your love now. I try to give you truth here, but as I say, truth is something you must find for yourself. If the facts we give and the information we give can lead you to truth, and truth can lead you to the Creator, then I've done my job, Tony's done his job, and we all can rest easy tonight. Don't even need any sleeping pills.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I want to thank everyone who's been part of today's program, the callers, all of you. The questions were great. The young man, the 14-year-old, a real ascended master reincarnated, a real one, calling in to ask the questions. I want to thank Brother Kevin, the people in the chat room. We couldn't get to all your questions. We just were flooded with calls today, but I want to thank you nevertheless for your participation. And most of all, I want to thank you, Dr. Blair. And just want to tell everybody, as he said, we are protected. You know, it doesn't mean you're a victim because you know these things. You might be led to think you're helpless. You're not. You have everything you need. You are a powerful being, a spiritual being of a highest order, having the human experience. And that's a beautiful thing if you really wrap your mind around it. We're going to get out of here. Those of you, once again, the Meta Center, MetaCenter2.com. The Meta Center 2 is Dr. Blair's website, and then for those of you who listen to the programming here, please be sure and tune into the Grandmother's Circle and Forum on Sundays, Wisdom of the Ages, some women who are putting their minds together to help restore some of the order and balance. And on that note, I will just say we will do this again next week, Creator willing, here 4:30 Pacific Time, 6:30 Central Time, 7:30 on the East Coast. Dr. Delbert Blair's Expanding Consciousness. This is Tony Quaid, Light 08, signing off. Love you all, and we will do it again.
For you. Y'all feel good? Keep on giving to the child. Give it all you got. Strength. When you wind up making your mind up, perhaps you'll find up instead of down. As a child, I'd sometimes take a gypsy cab through time in an effort to find a place I'd be free, where life was full of laughter, ended happily ever after, and I'd be content, hey, just being me. But the struggle my life's been sent as a result of my environment ultimately forced me to realize death is a reality that we must all foresee, because the game is ended once you've closed your eyes. So as I go through life, try to understand, I may never, ever pass this way again. Therefore let me please do the best I can to be immortal. As a man, I sometimes choose the hand dealt to me by fate. Win or lose, the choice is always mine, you know. I would either have it all or reside behind penitentiary walls, where I would not ill, just chill and fulfill my required amount of time. As I prepare to go astray, childhood memories show the way, yeah, yeah. And at that moment, I realize, you see, we all choose different games. However, the reasons remain the same. Tell me if you dig the theory. Memories never die. So as I go through life, try to understand, I may never, ever pass this way again. Therefore, let me please do the best I can to be immortal. Listen to the words and you may understand the way you choose to play life's game. Determine if you'll be immortal. Listen to the words and you may understand the way you choose to play life's game. Determine if you'll be immortal. Yeah, you remember the prayer, but you've forgotten how to pray. I guess cuss words are easier to say. Yeah, as I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thine is the kingdom, the power, yeah, and the glory, hey, forever. Enter through one door, to die but to depart through another. Life itself is but the path that exists between the two. Some walk, some run, some stand still. You got to go for yours. There's nothing to fear but fear itself. Live long and prosper. Strive not but to survive, but to realize your place in the future. How we living? Day by day. Rockin' along the way.